It's now time for Community Spotlight, our weekly in-depth look at the people and events across Bartholomew, Jackson, Johnson counties, and all of South Central Indiana. The views expressed on Community Spotlight are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Rising Radio Partners Incorporated.
Thank you for tuning in to Community Spotlight. I'm Stephen Harmeyer. This week, it's my pleasure to be joined by Diane Delp with Lincoln Central Neighborhood Family Center. How are you doing today, Diane?
Great, thank you.
And I'll tell you what, for those, you know, as we mentioned off air, you know, we always have new people coming to the community. If you haven't heard of Lincoln Central Neighborhood Family Center, tell us about it.
Sure. We're a nonprofit resource center for people who live in downtown Columbus. So any type of issue or problem our neighbors are facing, they can come to us and we're going to help them figure that out, either through the over 30 programs that we provide internally through the center or by getting them hooked up with the appropriate agency to assist them. So our programming fits into kind of seven priority areas, and there's safety, infrastructure, health, education, positive youth development, parent-child interaction, and parent support. So folks can come to us and we're going to help them try to figure out how to navigate the systems to get the assistance that they need.
And these programs range, and it's unbelievable how many different pots your hand is in. I mean, just in the past few months, just a few weeks ago, you had a watch party for a basketball game. You're also feeding the needy. I mean, it's all over the place, right?
Absolutely. You know, in the last few months, we've been very busy with our holiday assistance. We have a Thanksgiving Day dinner and a Christmas Day dinner held in partnership with First Christian Church and St. Peter's Lutheran Church. And the churches open up their doors to allow us to, bring in neighbors and really the community at large. And folks can enjoy meals on those days. We also have a Christmas assistance program. We're the second largest program in the community and served close to 600 children in 2015 for Christmas presents. And that's a really big deal because the need is wide in our community, not just for those who might be considered low income, but for also those who are working families and just find that, meeting their day-to-day needs, they might be able to do that. But then you throw in the holidays on top of that and makes it a little cost prohibitive. And so we're fortunate to have a lot of community donors to help us with that. So the holidays are a huge time for us. And like you mentioned, the Indiana-Purdue watch game down at Yes Cinema, always a fun game. And as a Hoosier fan, a good turnout. We try to, offer all different kinds of opportunities for folks to take advantage of.
Once again, joined by Diane Delp with Lincoln Central Family Center. Bartholomew County Works. Tell me about that initiative.
It's a really exciting program with United Way. It's in collaboration with United Way and Human Services. And it's a program designed to help folks achieve self-sufficiency through addressing employment issues and trying to help them find the job, but more importantly, maintain the job. And what happens is that folks go through a week-long workshop, and then they are matched with a self-sufficiency coach, someone who works alongside them and helps them address the barriers in their lives that are preventing them from maintaining full-time employment. So it's everything from at the beginning of you're working on a resume, you're learning interview techniques, you're meeting employers through mock interviews, and then working alongside that self-sufficiency coach to help you find the job and maintain that job with the goal of your household maintaining self-sufficiency.
For an individual listening this morning, hearing this on the radio, is there someone they could contact if they're interested in this program? Or
absolutely. Give our office a call at 812-379-1630 and ask for Dawn. She would be happy to help you navigate that process and get signed up for the next Bartholomew County Works class. It's a wonderful program, and we hope folks will take advantage of it. And actually, we're excited because after a year of continuous employment, folks can move into an advancement piece, which propels them into even higher paying jobs, things like that. So advancement's becoming a really big focus for Bartholomew County Works. So, there's not just opportunities to get that first job, but also to then advance.
Once again, that's Bartholomew County Works. We touched there on, some of the events that's went on in the past few months. Weather's warming up now. That's a brand new list of initiatives, I assume. What's going on here?
Absolutely. Up? Springtime is just around the corner, even though the thermometer may or may not show that, how March is. But our community gardens, we're already starting to plan for those. We've got several community gardens around the neighborhood, but we're also looking for folks who might be interested in backyard garden opportunities. So if you're a resident in downtown Columbus interested in that, give us a call, let us know, and we'd be happy to try to help you with, some garden in your own backyard or through our community gardens. And those are neighbors come and work in those, and then folks are welcome to come and enjoy the fruits of their labor, so to speak.
And for the younger ones in our community, Is there any place that they can Easter egg hunt here in a month or so?
Yes, there is. Several Easter egg hunts around the community, ours included. And so the Lincoln Central Neighborhood Family Center, thanks to Bartholomew Consolidated School Corporation Administration Building that let us have our Easter egg hunt there. It'll be the day before Easter. Starts at 11 o'clock. We have three different age groups, ages 3 and under, 4, 5, and 6-year-olds, and 7 through 10-year-olds. Over 2,000 eggs that the Easter Bunny will be hiding that morning. And then you get a chance to meet and greet with the Easter Bunny and then enjoy the hunt, those three different hunt areas. And those eggs are filled with candy, but also prizes. So we have little prize tickets, and then kids can go and pick from the prize table to get something a little extra.
Once again, joined by Diane Daup with Lincoln Central Neighborhood Family Center. And one of those key involvement areas of the organization is safety. And that's what brings us to neighborhood watch groups. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we've done several strategic plans over the last few, needs assessments over the last few years. And one of the things that neighbors have said is that, you know, they'd really like to develop smaller pockets within the neighborhood that they might be able to, work on. And because we are a large neighborhood, you know, our boundaries are on the north side, 17th Street, on the east side, Bernice, which is over by Greenbelt Golf Course, on the south side, Water Street, which is just south of City Hall, and on the west side, Millrace and Noblet Parks. And while that Lincoln Central neighborhood, has a lot in common, there's also different pockets within it. And so one of the things that came out of one of our most recent assessments was, you know, folks would like to kind of develop maybe some smaller groups as well to address things such as safety issues. So there's two active groups now, more to come. The Historic Downtown Neighborhood Alliance works with folks who live in kind of that historic downtown area. They meet quarterly and are a very organized group, and that, you know, they, in between those quarterly meetings, there's also subcommittees meeting as well. They look at safety, infrastructure issues, socialization among neighbors, getting to know neighbors, and things like that. So that's a really great group. Their next quarterly meeting will be in April. And we would encourage anyone who lives in that area to, you know, get involved with that group as well. And then there's also the Ninth Street Neighborhood Watch Group, which is in partnership with the City of Columbus and the Columbus Police Department. Their next meeting is going to be March 22nd. All meetings are held at Second Baptist Church. Lisa Pine and Bert Held lead that group and do a wonderful job in bringing residents together to look at different safety and infrastructure issues going on there as well. They have a variety of speakers who come and talk, and they address a lot of great issues in the neighborhood as well, and are really creating a sense of cohesion among the neighbors there in getting to know each other. And as we learn, the more you get to know your neighbors and become friends with those folks, the more that you can share information back and forth. And we work very closely with Columbus Police Department on tips and just trying to help make the neighborhood a more desirable place.
Once again, we're joined by Diane Daup with Lincoln Central Neighborhood Family Center. And once again, that Neighborhood Watch Group meets again March 22nd. Now, you're also highly involved in the Yes Cinema.
That is correct. Yes, the Lincoln Central Neighborhood Family Center owns and operates Yes Cinema. And some people have said, how in the world did that come about? Well, we were looking for ways to not only raise money for the Lincoln Central Neighborhood Family Center and the programming that we had going, but also looking for opportunities to help folks who were looking for jobs and maybe needed, some additional training or things like that. And so the opportunity came about, from the powers to be in the community to let us run Yes Cinema. It's been a wonderful journey and a wild ride in some respects as well. But it's a great way for folks to see high quality entertainment here in our community, but also support the Lincoln Central Neighborhood Family Center at the same time, because all the profits go back into supporting what we do.
You have something going on there all the time that's interesting to me when I see it come through an email or just see what's going on there when I look it up on the internet. It's interesting. There's always a lot going on. I'm sure that's no exception looking forward here the next few weeks. Can you tell us what's on the calendar?
Absolutely. You know, where the Lincoln Central Neighborhood Family Center is a one-stop shop for people who live in downtown Columbus, we want Yes Cinema to be that one-stop shop for everybody's entertainment needs as well. So whether it be, a movie, special event, or meeting going on, Yes Cinema can be your place to do that. And so coming up, it's already started. Zootopia is started and playing through spring break. So it's a wonderful thing for the whole family to come out and do. If you're one of the few people that are not traveling during spring break, come down and join us. At Yes Cinema, we'll have all kinds of fun things going on, and you get to see a great film, Zootopia. We're also showing the Academy Award-winning film Spotlight right now. So if you those who watch the Academy Awards, oftentimes you think, oh, I wish I would have caught that film. Come and see Spotlight at Yes Cinema right now as well. We're going to be opening Allegiant, which is part of the Divergent series, on March 18th. And then folks have been already clamoring. Batman versus Superman opens March 24th with a sneak peek that night. Then we'll have lots of showings following for that as well. And tickets are actually on sale now for that sneak preview on March the 24th. And so you can get those tickets now. And all of our prices for our films are just $4 for matinees, all ages. And then for evening admission price, it's $6 for adults and $4 for children ages 12 and under. So it's a great bargain. We have the cheapest concession prices in town. And you're always doing good when you come to Yes Cinema, because the proceeds from the movies and events at Yes benefit the over 30 programs that we provide to children, youth, and adults in downtown Columbus. Okay. I mean, in 2015, support from Yes Cinema customers helped provide food, Christmas gifts, like we were talking about earlier, emergency assistance, jobs, counseling, and more to people downtown. And we're just really grateful to our customers, from movie customers to those who come for our special events and those who rent out the facility for meetings and conferences, to help us to help others in our community. We've had, in the last year, we had over 50,000 attendees come through the doors at Yes Cinema, and all of those profits go to help us to help others.
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And if folks are interested in renting the facility for a meeting or special event, our events coordinator would be happy to talk to them. Her name is Jill, and she can be reached at 812-350-3051 or over email at yescinemaevents@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can even see images of that conference center if you want to see what it looks like inside there on their website as well.
Yes, you can. Yeah, take a virtual tour at yescinema.org and see if it meets your needs. And we're always excited to work with groups and make their events very special.
And speaking of technology, it sounds like you guys have a new website.
We do. The Lincoln Central Neighborhood Family Center has a new website. Check us out at www.lcnfc.org. Gives you a nice snapshot of the things that we do and lots of different ways to contact us, whether you want to volunteer, donate, or check out some of our programming. That's a great way to do that through lcnfc.org. And then, of course, there's always information at yescinema.org on the movies and special events coming up there as well. And both organizations are on Facebook. So please do friend, like, and share everything that you find on our Facebook pages also.
Once again, Diane Dalp with Lincoln Central Family Neighborhood Center. It's a pleasure to have you in here today. And while I do have you, is there anyone in the community listening to this? And once again, you do so much good for a lot of people in the community.
Thank you.
Is there any way that the community can help the organization in any manner?
Absolutely. There's always different opportunities, whether it be volunteering, lots of different volunteer opportunities throughout the year. We utilize over 500 volunteers a year through our various programs. Also, always as in the nonprofit world, we're in need of donations. So, we look for donations, whether that be, cash or materials that we might need. We've got a cleaning supply showroom that we do where neighbors can come in and get free cleaning supplies each month. Those shelves empty out quite frequently, so we accept those kind of things. Also, monetary donations that we can turn around into helping others, whether it be through emergency needs or one of our other existing programs.
Once again, Diane, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.